93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
After a week, still no sign of the two missing kids in Montgomery County, Maryland. The mother of the two-year-old Jacob and three-year-old Sarah Hoggle faces two charges of child neglect. A woman found a piece of paper with handwriting that looked like it could have been from a young girl. This prompted a police search of Kenilworth Park and Aquatic Garden yesterday for the missing eight-year-old girl, Relisha Rudd. D.C. police are looking for the driver in a deadly hit-and-run. The collision happened around 3:15 Sunday morning on Georgia Avenue Northwest. The victim, 26-year-old Barake Hale of Northeast, was trying to cross the street when he was hit. Four people have died this weekend in car crashes in Hartford County, Maryland. A pedestrian was struck by a vehicle Saturday evening in Edgewood and later died, while another collision in Edgewood sent a child to the hospital. Sunday morning, an accident on Philadelphia Road left a male motorcyclist dead at the scene, and this is all after two crashes on Mountain Road on Friday. A celebration of the Star Spangled Banner in Baltimore was disturbed when Mayor Stephanie Rollins Blake was hospitalized due to shortness of breath and chest pains. But no worries, she was released yesterday. She had bronchitis and a respiratory infection. The Prince George's County School Board will go to court for a bullying case, but the alleged bully is the principal of Largo High School, Angelique Simpson Marcus. She is accused of belittling teachers and staff, making inappropriate comments and racist comments, including calling secretaries hood rats and chicken heads. She does deny these claims. And congrats are in order for Miss Virginia. She got runner-up in last night's Miss America pageant. Miss New York did take the crown. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.